From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Iraq's new interim constitution proclaims rights and personal freedoms that Iraqis have never had before, and it sets up a plan for elections by or shortly after the end of this year. The 25 members of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council reached agreement on the document early today. It reflects an effort by the Bush administration to set a democratic example for the Middle East, and also to make sure that Iraq doesn't fall apart. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Baghdad.
Over and over again, Iraqi leaders proclaim this a great day in Iraqi history. It might be more accurate to call it an eventful night. After missing a weekend deadline, Iraq's governing council negotiated until after 4 o'clock this morning under the guidance of American Administrator Paul Bremer. They emerged with a deal that tries, in a single document, to embrace democracy, the Islamic faith, and an American-style Bill of Rights. Councilmember Adnan Pachachi chaired the meeting that produced the Constitution.
It's an aspirational document which looks to the future, which looks very high, and hopes to achieve things we may not be able to do in the immediate future, but at least we have an aim, a goal, that we will aspire to reach.
U.S. and Iraqi officials declined to release copies of the new constitution, but several people involved in the negotiations describe its highlights in similar ways. A non-elected Iraqi government will assume power from the Americans by June 30th. That interim government will make arrangements to hold elections by the end of this year, if possible, or at least by the end of January 2005. That's an effort to meet the demands of Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the country's most respected religious leader. One council member phoned the Grand Ayatollah this morning, and Muwafaq al-Rubai says the call went just well enough.
This is not 100% satisfactory to the Grand Ayatollah, but I don't think he's going to reject it. He's going to live with it because it will govern only the transitional period.
Much of the interim constitution attempts to reassure Iraqi groups that are deeply suspicious of one another, Sunni Muslims, Shiite Muslims, and ethnic Kurds. Under the new constitution, regional governments would hold substantial power in a system that some council members compare to the decentralized governments of Switzerland and Canada. Rubai said all the groups seemed willing to cut a deal.
Absolutely. We learned a lot of tricks in the trade of democracy. Trading off, compromise.
The council appeared to embrace one of the best-known tricks in the trade of democracies everywhere, agreeing on as much as they could and leaving some difficult problems for later. The interim constitution does not say what kind of Iraqi government will take over on June 30th, months before those promised elections. It does not say exactly what will happen to the armed militias that patrol much of this country. In principle, the militias should all be disbanded or placed under national control, but that may happen only slowly, if at all. The Constitution does say that women should receive 25% of the seats in Parliament, but leaves for later the question of how to reach that goal. And it is not clear how the new government will apply a provision saying that the Islamic faith can be a source of Iraqi law. Once Iraqis regain their sovereignty, they'll have the power to reinterpret or even change the rules as they draft a permanent constitution. But U.S. officials say they will remain involved in the country that has become more critical than any other to the Bush administration. One U.S. official here says privately of the coming months, this will be a very involved bilateral relationship. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.